from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Wanna be a baller? I'm just messing with you. I just wanted to see what you was gonna do. What's up, Tyler? How you doing, man?
Not doing well. And yourself?
Man, we're great. We're watching you after practice. Let's talk about after practice first, because Mike and I were observing you take on, what, about 50 to 60 balls out at the jugs machine? I mean, is that an everyday thing for you?
Oh, yeah, every day. Every day. You got to catch like four to six buckets. It depends how many balls are in the buckets. But usually between like 50 balls after practice, because you know you got like so many weapons outside. You're not touching the ball too much, but you always got to be ready.
The man's work ethic, Carl, second to none.
Incredible.
Now, we haven't talked to you since the new regime. What are you hearing from Zach Robinson? How is your role going to be involved in this offense, man?
Yeah, no, just for me, just excited to just do whatever role is possible and just do whatever I can to help this team win. So that's the main priority.
But will you be catching more passes?
That is the plan. Who knows?
You put all that work in, you might as well get some balls.
No, come on now. Yeah, we're doing whatever we can, man. Whatever. With protection and stuff, like Kurt's doing a great job with the checkdowns and just doing whatever he can just to get the ball out into the weapon. So it's been good.
You look a little bit more swole up, man. What's going on with the weight room?
Hey, man, we got a new regime in there. You know, they're getting us right, man.
Yeah?
They're getting us right.
I see it. You look a little bit bigger. Have you put on a little bit of muscle, more muscle?
I'm same weight.
Same?
Same weight, but just lean down a little bit.
Okay, all right.
So, you know.
It's Tyler Algier, guys, here on Dukes and Bill.
You gotta come up.
Hey, I'm looking so swole, man. I appreciate that, man.
You shredded like a Julian salad. You all yoked up.
Let's talk about the difference, if you could, from maybe what we saw with this offense last year and then the nuances of this offense. Not necessarily, you know, again, you said you do whatever you can, but the nuances of what they're asking just the backs to do, how much different is it from what you were accustomed to the last few years?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's too much of a difference. I think we put a lot of expectations on ourselves. So I think just being true all around wherever they need us, being able to execute at a high caliber, and then receivers wise, like tight ends everywhere. So I think all of the expectations for us, we just have them super high. So like when we're not executing, like we don't want to bring us down, but like we're just like, okay, we know what our standard is, we know how all of that works. So just all the details and within everything in the playbook and stuff.
It's Tyler Algier, 1,000-yard rusher in his rookie season with us here on Dukes and Bell.
Yoked up.
Yeah. We talked about Kirk Cousins. He just seems like such a likable guy. The energy, no disrespect to the previous quarterbacks you played with, but this guy comes in, it seems like the whole tone just gets set and changed. Oh,
yeah. No, hands down. I think his key qualities are just the leadership. Just the leadership he brings in and out the huddle, his knowledge of the game. Obviously, what, year 14? Going on year 14, 16?
Yeah, yeah.
16
yeah.
for him? One of those.
13, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, he's just played a lot of ball. So I think just having that in the offense is really key and stuff. So I think he's done a great job. Great job just leading the offense and just being a leader.
So today at practice, you were mic'd up. How hard was it to not little birdie. You know, we know people who know people. Little birdie told me, but here's the deal. How hard is it not to just speak normally, knowing that you're mic'd up and something you might say or drop a cuss word? I don't know. I mean, how is it more difficult or less? Or did you feel like it was no big deal?
It was no big deal.
Okay.
Hey, you got to be yourself. You know, they'll cut it out. They'll cut out the parts that are 50-50 or like, you know, cancel culture is out here, man. So you know, you got to be PG a little bit. But I mean, the cussing and stuff, like, it's kind of hard not to, especially just being in such a fun environment and just kind of being you and stuff. So, you know, they do a great job bleeping it out.
Okay,
so,
but I saw you react to, like, a move Bijan had against the DB where he just went one way and the DB was, like, 5 yards away. Well, I saw you react to that.
That was sick. I was sick to my stomach. Hey, that's a tub right there. Yeah, that's lost lever right there, man. But it was, Bijan's disgusting. So it was good.
Can't wait to hear the tape of Tyler tonight. Come on, man, let's work hard out here. Tyler Algiers with us live at Dukes of Bell, live from Hooters Mall of Georgia. So the thing that we hear about when a trade goes down, we found out, well, we were going bananas. We've heard about the Matthew Judon trade. Oh, yeah. Does that energize a locker room?
Oh, yeah, no. It's a great pickup. I think office doing a great job doing whatever they can to bring the guys that we need. And then, sure, it was just exciting times. Just another playmaker on the defensive side.
Tyler, can you talk about you and Bijan's relationship? We asked him about this a few weeks ago. He said, dude, we're like besties. I mean, you know, we cheer each other on. It's a unique relationship because obviously you both want to carry the rock. You want to be successful. But Bijan was like, look, there's enough carries out here. We're going to have fun. But he talked about you in a way that you guys have bonded over the last few years here.
Oh, yeah, like – I don't know if I said this to you guys, but like once he came in, like we got on a call, like once he got drafted, like it was just like that, like automatically we're like brothers, like because I think we just built a big relationship and just competing with each other. Like it's not like you hear a lot of guys like, oh, like you have two guys, oh, they're just gonna fight over who wants what, but like it's not like that. Like we share such a great bond, and it's just great having that atmosphere and just competing with him because he does stuff that I do. He does stuff that he does well. I do stuff that I do well. But, like, finding that way, how can we benefit off each other and just being the best backs that we can whenever we're on the field.
Bijan mentioned with Zach Robinson coming in, there's a little more collaboration. Are you getting more feedback or you're able to give feedback to the coach?
Maybe. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll say a little bit, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I usually stick to myself, but...
All right. So, you know, just keep it dialed in. You know, say, hey, coach, give me the rock. That's not happening.
No, that's not happening. We don't got that vet tag like that.
Was it trying to create a controversy about the previous regime? Just, you know, he said it was a little more collaborative.
No. It for sure is. I think, like, if we're seeing something, like, this is what we're seeing and stuff. Like, we can talk. We're able to talk and all that stuff. So, it's been good. Not like, hey, give me the rock, man. Like, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that now.
If I don't see it in the next three plays.
This is not my character. That's not my character.
Right, of course. Right. And you'll hear that on Mic'd Up soon, right?
Come on now.
All right, man. Back to the judge machines, man, all right? I guess that's where you – what do you do after this? What do you do?
Shoot, we probably got mean – what time is it?
12:20.
Got shower, got to eat, get some treatment, and then we got meetings in 40 minutes.
All right, man. Well, Tyler, appreciate you. Thanks so much.
You guys. Yes, sir.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.